Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as the Little One, and I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It's all about you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creation here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God's blessings be upon all of you in Radio Land. What a pleasure, what great joy it is for us to come to you again. Hallelujah. No matter where you are right now, no matter what time of day or night, we come to tell you that you are loved. Hallelujah. We came to tell you that you are so special to God, and that God has great things waiting just for you. Psalm 62:3-4 says, the Lord says, you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. God said to his beloved children, you shall also be crowned of glory from the hand of the Lord with a royal diadem. That is a band that's worn on your head as a badge of royalty. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for the word of God today. Romans 6:4 says, you have God's newness of life in you on this day. And not only today, but every day that God gives. God gives you, new mercies and grace. Thank God for Jesus. Romans 5:17 says, those of you who have given your life over to Jesus, you are a new creation of God in Christ Jesus. Old things, the way you used to do and what you used to say, are passed away. And behold, all things in your life is becoming brand new every day. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them daily. God is yet working on us to his perfection. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is our time to shake ourselves up. Get up. Stand up. Look up and power up in the Holy Ghost. Power up in the Holy Ghost. Don't stop now. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we just don't faint. We're going to reap a great harvest. Praise the Lord. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. There are great blessings ahead of you. Who am I talking to? Ooh, glory to God. God is speaking to you in the spirit. We are expecting great things if we hold on. If we hold on. Say this with me. I am expecting great things in my life. Come on, come on. Come on. Say it with me now. Believe it. I am expecting great things in my life. Glory to God. Why are you expecting great things? Because God said so. Woo! Hey, hey, glory to God. The Bible says we are more than conquerors through him that loved us and gave himself on the cross. Jesus gave himself for us. Romans 8:37-39. I love that scripture. It says, this is one of my energizing scriptures that helped me to power up and expect great things. It says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor principality, those are ranking demonic spirits, nor powers, nor things that are present, things that's going on right now, nor things that are future, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature that includes aliens, hallelujah, they talking about aliens, shall separate us from the love of our God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Nobody and no thing can take us away from our Lord. Jesus said in John 14:18, he said, I will not leave you comfortless like orphans. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Because I live, you will live also. That's verse 19 and 20. Jesus also said, I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. And he that has my commandments, he that hears my word, reads my word, trusts my word, and keeps them. Jesus said, you love me, and you shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and this is what Jesus is saying, I will love you, and I will manifest myself to you, and I will make myself clearly understood, that there will be no doubt that I am with you. That's why we, as the body of Christ, the children of God, the children of the Most High God, we serve a living Jesus. He says, for us to expect great things with Jesus in our lives. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Great things. I'm expecting great things. Come on, say that with me again. I am expecting great things in my life. Glory to God. Renee, God bless you, baby.
God bless you, mommy. I am still in
celebration mode.
That's all right. Yes, I'm praising him with you. I'm just enjoying. This is beautiful. The word of God is so good.
Isn't it good?
Oh, it's so good.
His word is
so good. He said, oh, taste and see.
Come on.
The Lord said, oh, taste and see that I am good. Oh, he is good. Yes.
Yes. All the time. All the time. Well, my love, I need you again to help your mother out. God is doing great things for us.
Yes, amen.
I don't care what's going on in this world. It's some crazy stuff going on, but no matter that, we're not even messing with that. I want you to do this for me, please. Give official greetings to Radio Land. Honor the Lord. Respect to our covering and our sponsors. God bless you, my love.
And after that,
I got a question for you.
Oh, okay. Amen.
Okay.
Well, we would like to welcome everyone to the broadcast on today that comes forth every second and fourth Tuesday of the month, the All About Jesus broadcast with your host, my mother, Minister Ruth Ellis. First and foremost, we want to give glory and honor and adoration to the head of our lives, Lord Jesus the Christ. God is the head of our lives, and he is our everything, and he deserves the glory, and he deserves the honor, and he deserves the hallelujah. All praise and all worship go to him and him alone. And I would like to give honor and respect to our coverings, Chief Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center of Southfield, Michigan. And our radio covering and sponsors, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas, founders of Harvest New Life Church International. We bless them, and we thank them. We thank Apostle Ellis for allowing us to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team. We do not take this lightly.
No, we don't.
We are workers of the Word of God. And we do not take the assignment that we have been given lightly. We count it a privilege, and we count it an honor to come before you as brothers and sisters unified in the body of Christ. For there is no distance in the spirit, and we are all one in the body of Christ. In Jesus the Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We trust that this broadcast is blessed and that you will gain something from what the word will come forth on today. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, are you ready for your question?
Yes.
Well, first of all, my sweetheart, I want to ask you, because we're in a new month, and I want to ask you, how are you feeling? And I also want to ask you, and it's a word that I kind of made up. I want to ask you, how are you facing? F-A-I-T-H.
How am I feeling, and how am I facing?
Yes.
Oh, Those are some deep questions, Mom.
All right.
Those are some deep questions, Mommy. How am I feeling? Well, let's see. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Oh,
and the strength of the Lord is my joy. And
all
he
right.
is the center of my joy. My
okay.
Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ is the center of my joy. And
yes.
I am overflowing in the joy of the
Woo!
Lord on this day.
The joy of
and
me.
How am I faithing? I am
yes.
faithing, because that's a deep question right there. That's a question to put a person in check, to find out what
right.
level, what belief level, what depth of faith they're
all
at.
Right.
And I am standing on the word of God, because it says now faith is the
Woo!
Substance of things hoped for,
that's
the evidence
it.
Of things not seen. I am
that's
hoping
it.
In Jesus the Christ, the hope
yes.
of glory, who is on
yes.
the inside of me. Yes, I am faithing hope on this day. I am faithing
Woo!
In the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in me, who is the hope of glory.
Ah, wow. That's good word right there. That's good word. Well, honey, let's pray.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. We thank you for this privilege that we
oh,
have.
Yes.
Speak to Radio Land.
Yes.
We thank you, and
yes.
by an eye of faith, right now faith, we thank you, Lord, for healings that are taking
yes.
place. We thank you for deliverances, things that are being turned around in the spirit. We thank you for household salvation taking place right now. As we are in your presence, Lord, you are right here with us right now, and you are right there wherever our voices are being heard. You are right there with the people of God, the people who know you and those that don't know you, but they want to. Lord, you're right there right now, and I just
yes.
speak to their hearts right yes. now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we throw away that old heavy spirit, that old spirit that wants to keep us discouraged, mad,
yes.
and down and out. We throw that away. We give it back to the sender, glory
in
to God, and
Jesus.
We take on the spirit of joy. I got a lot of those shots. Thank you, God, for the spirit of joy in our lives. We thank you for new strength right now as we go through this journey. And, Lord, we say to you, have thine own way. Have your way in our lives, Lord. Move on this people. Move on your people. Move on those that don't know you, some mother's daughter and some father's son, and those daughters and sons that have gotten off the wrong pathway. Bring them on home, Lord Jesus. We thank
Jesus.
You right now. Heal those
Lord.
That are hurting.
Yes, Lord.
Those loved ones that have departed on this side of life. Dear Jesus, put your nail-scarred hands on those hurting places, on those lonely places. Let them know that you love them and they are not alone. You are with them right now. We speak that those tears be dried away. And those that are incarcerated, whether it is naturally or spiritually, open those prison doors and let them be free, especially in their spirit. Lord, we want to thank you again for household salvation. We want to thank you for the sons and the daughters coming, hallelujah, and that we thank you for all the little people, all the little children, all children. They know exactly who they are. They know what they are, and they know whose they are. God's children are covered with the power. powerful blood of Jesus, and they are not confused. Lord, we want to thank you for complete deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Woo! Glory to God. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Hi.
Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Ooh, hallelujah. Oh,
thank
glory.
Thank you. Hey, hey, thank you.
Oh, glory,
glory
to
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm expecting great things.
Thank you, Lord.
We are expecting great things in our lives.
Amen.
And we're not
going to
let that go. Amen. We're going to say that every single day. I'm expecting great things. I don't know what these people are, or those people are here. I know what I'm expecting.
Yes,
I'm expecting great things in my life from our God. Amen.
I am in agreement.
Thank you, baby, for being here with your mother. It is such a blessing. I thank the little one being with me. Hallelujah. I enjoy those messages that the Lord gives you. They are powerful. And
to God be all the glory.
For you. And I encourage Radio Land to keep on listening to the little one. Oh, God is moving in her life. And I enjoy every bit of it.
To
well,
God
darling,
be all the glory. Yes, ma'am.
To God be all the glory.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
Know
yes, ma'am.
Well, we are still dealing with abundant life scriptures. Talking about how to prolong our life by speaking the word of God and by being careful about the words that come out of our mouth. Second Corinthians 5:17 says, when any man, woman, boy, or girl give their life to Christ, you are now born again. You are a new creation, a new creature in Jesus Christ. All things that we did and so on, they are passed away. We don't do those things anymore. And behold, all things become brand new. Therefore, the words that we speak out of our mouth are different. They're not dark words.
Mm-hmm.
They're not filthy words.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sin words.
Mm-hmm.
But our tongue speaks good things.
Mm-hmm.
Our tongue needs a good washing of the water of the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's found over in Ephesians 5:26. It says that the Holy Spirit will cleanse us.
Mm-hmm.
Will cleanse our mouth and cleanse our words with the washing of the water by the word of God. Woo, glory to God.
Amen.
You know, if we only took a bath once a week, Lord have mercy, we would be in bad shape. We need to get in that word of God and let the word wash us. Every
daily.
Single day. Is that
yes,
right?
Daily. Daily.
Every
that's right,
day.
Mommy. That's right.
One more scripture. Galatians 5:6. Holy Spirit teaches us through the word of God how to talk to others
mm-hmm.
with love.
Mm-hmm.
And our now faith, it only works one way. And that's by love. Galatians 5:6. Renee,
Amen.
Today we are going to discuss, last time we were together, we talked about how the tongue was a deadly poison and evil and did all these wicked things. Today we're going to talk about how a regenerated, a newborn tongue, our regenerated tongue in Jesus, how we talk now. With good things.
Yes.
Psalm 34:12-13 says, who is the person who desires life, long life, and loves many days to see good things? Verse 13 says, keep your tongue from speaking evil and keep your lips from speaking deceitful things. Job 6:24 says, teach me, dear God, and I will hold my tongue, not to say anything that comes out of my mouth because of pressure. When we read the story of Job and what Job went through, talking about pressure, he was under tremendous pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But even with all of that, he held on to God.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God says, cause me to understand where I have erred, where I have stopped my blessings. Because we don't realize when we say the wrong thing, we slow down our blessing. We wonder, how come God hasn't answered my prayer?
Mm-hmm.
It's because my mouth, my tongue, things that I've been saying is not correct. I got one more, and then I'm going to give it to you. Psalm 141:3 says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit is our guide, our God teacher. But we must listen to him. When he says, stop, don't say no more. Don't say that. Proverbs 13:3, he who guards his mouth preserves his life. And a lot of people have cut their life short because they didn't put a guard. They didn't hold their peace. They just let anything come out of their mouth. But he who opens his mouth wide, his lips shall have destruction. I call it when a person has diarrhea of the mouth. You got to be careful with that. Few of the scriptures dealing, I got a few more, but I want you to share yours about the tongue, the mouth, and our words that we speak.
Amen, Mommy. I thank you so much for the opportunity to be with you on your program, first of all. But focus again, the tongue that we are talking about today is the regenerated tongue, the one that is given to us after we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. Because at the time we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, the Godhead comes into us and lives. And we have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit at that time.
Right.
Now, the Holy Spirit is one who is a helper. John 14, verses 16 through 17 says, and I will ask the Father, Jesus says, and he will give you another comforter, a counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive or welcome or take to its heart because it does not see him or know and recognize him. But
that's
you,
right.
Because you have accepted me, you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly.
Yes.
And will be in you. So, yes, it is so important that we put a guard on our lips, and that is what happens when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. He begins to change our speech, change our ways. We don't do the things that we used to do. We don't fellowship with the people we used to fellowship with. We don't go where we used to go. We don't do those things because we are now a new creation in Christ Jesus.
That's
Proverbs
right.
chapter 15, verses 1 through 4 says, a soft answer turns away wrath. The Holy Ghost will tell you when. he says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. This is where the Holy Spirit comes in to control. It says in verse 2, the tongue of the wise utters knowledge rightly, but the mouth of the self-confident fool pours out folly. Verse 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch upon the evil and the good. Verse 4 in Proverbs chapter 15 says, a gentle tongue with its healing power is a tree of life.
A gentle tongue. Wow.
With its healing power. Tree of life. And the only way we can get that gentle tongue is listening and walking in the fruit of the Spirit and having ears to the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And hear him when he tells us what to do.
Yes.
Verse 4 in Proverbs chapter 15, a gentle tongue with its healing power.
I love that verse.
Is a tree of life.
A tree of life.
This is why it's so important to speak life. This is why it's so important to speak life to people.
But
it says, the second part of that verse says, but willful contrariness in it breaks down the spirit.
Wow.
Always being in contention, always stirring up strife, always having disagreements and things of that nature.
Yes.
Now, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1 says, the plans of the mind and orderly thinking belong to man, but from the Lord comes the wise answer of the tongue.
Wow. That's
so that wise answer comes from the Lord.
Yes.
Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb.
Ooh,
sweet,
that's good.
To the mind and healing to the body. And
Give
a gentle tongue
again.
A gentle tongue speaks pleasant words. In Proverbs 16:24, it says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb.
As a honeycomb.
Sweet to the mind.
Yes.
And healing to the body.
That's it.
There we go, talking about that gentle tongue.
Yes.
With its healing power.
Yes.
Speaking gently brings healing.
Yes.
It brings healing. Proverbs 18:21, it's so important that we are careful about what we say and how we say it.
Amen to that.
We don't want to represent Christ wrongly.
That's right.
We don't want to represent the Holy Spirit wrongly.
Yes.
We don't want to represent them wrongly.
Yes.
Because of what we say and how we say it.
Amen.
18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it for either death or life. So whatever you're speaking, if you're not speaking words that are productive, if you're not speaking words that are pleasant, if you're not speaking words that are kind, if you're not speaking words that are full of love, if you're not delivering your answer in love, then
Amen.
It says in verse 18:21, death and life, you will eat the fruit of it. For either death or life. Very important that the Holy Spirit works with us to control our tongue.
Yes.
We
Amen.
Have to work with him.
Yes.
He's not just going to change your tongue and just speak through you automatically.
Right.
You have to be a willing vessel.
That's it.
You have to be a willing vessel. You have to be a submitted vessel. You have to be a yielded vessel, a committed vessel.
That's right.
So that he can work through you. We have to give up our will to him.
That's it. That's it. You know what, daughter? The Lord's not going to come down here and wash our face and brush our teeth.
No.
That's something we have to do.
Yes.
And so say that exactly what you just said. We have to be a willing vessel. Now, one thing that I would like to piggyback on is that even though we know that there are times when we have to discipline or we have to or our leaders have to discipline, that does not mean that they cannot use powerful words and
absolutely
that has
absolutely
to be done.
Not that's correct,
you know. And so we want to let that be known, because
there are people out there
say, oh, y'all supposed to love me, but love does not mean compromise.
That's right.
Love does not mean I take down what God's word said to prove to you that I love you.
That's
I
it.
Love you, but, you know, I do not agree.
I love you. You know, it's, excuse me for interrupting, but it's almost like it's saying I love you enough and I care about
you
your life enough to
and
speak the truth.
Come on.
I love you enough, and I care
that's
for your
it.
Life and your soul and where you're going to be in the end so much.
And eternity.
That
there's
I am willing to speak the truth. And yes,
come on.
Sometimes the truth hurts.
Sometimes it hurts.
But it is done in love to save your soul.
That's right. That's right. Psalm 71:8-23 says, let my mouth be filled with your praise and with the glory, your glory, Lord, all the day long. If I want to deal with my mouth, let my mouth say thank you and be grateful.
Absolutely.
And be thankful. And stop
absolutely.
Walking around looking like we ate lemons all day or persimmons or something. You know, what's good about it? Honey, is good you breathing. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
It says,
say
my
that.
Lips,
say that.
It says, my lips shall greatly rejoice
that's
when
it.
I sing to you, Lord, my soul, which you have redeemed. Just to know that I've been born again, and my mind and my heart is made up to go all the way with the Lord.
Amen.
Sweetheart, how are we doing with the time? I'm enjoying
this. You know,
we've
got a few minutes, just a few, and at the end of it all, we all should have the same prayer in our heart of Psalm 19:14. When we are before God, where it says, let the words of my mouth.
Oh, that's it right there. That's it.
And the meditation.
The meditation. Come on.
Of my heart.
Of my heart.
Be acceptable in your sight.
In
O
your
Lord.
Sight. Yes.
My firm, impenetrable rock.
Yes.
And my redeemer.
Yes. Ooh, that's good.
We've got about maybe about 5 minutes, four or 5 minutes left, Mom. So I'm not sure what you want to do at this time, but
Let me do this. We have so much. We've been on talking about the tongue for at least 3 or 4. Areas, and there is so much to cover. So we realize that we cannot cover it all. We're going to move on in those 18 nuggets, golden nuggets that we have. And next time we come together, we're going to talk about godliness, departing from evil, and consecration to doing good. So those are the two nuggets that we're going to talk about the next time. And if we get a chance, we'll talk about seeking and pursuing peace. I know that's one of your favorites.
Yes,
and mine,
ma'am.
Too. And all of these wonderful scriptures is found in Psalm 34, 1 through 22, I believe it is. And I love, this is my favorite scripture of all the Word of God. I have been going through and with this scripture, this word down through the years. Well, sweetheart, is it time to go in the birthing room?
Yes, ma'am. Very quickly. Yes,
ma'am.
Let's go
into the birthing room. We thank God. This is the most important part of the ministry, is to invite souls to come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He loves you, and it's so easy to come before the Father, come before the Son, come before the Holy Ghost. They love you and want you to be a part of this royal of believers. And so you have a royal invitation today. All you have to do is mean this in your heart and put your hand on your heart right now. Those of you that want to give your life to Jesus, you got your hand on your heart. You said, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior. I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. I thank you for coming into my heart. I am sorry for what I've done wrong, and I repent, and I receive you as Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. And so we will close with the Lord bless you, everyone. First of all, we want to tell you welcome to the royal family. We want to just praise God for you receiving Jesus.
Amen.
And so we say the Lord bless each and every one of you.
Yes.
The Lord keep you.
Yes.
The Lord make his beautiful face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you and protect you from all the evils of this world and give you his peace. We praise God. The Lord loves each and every one. He is not angry with you. He loves you, and he wants you to come home to him. So the door is wide open. His arms are wide open. And we thank God for the invitation. Welcome to the family.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Praise God. We're
going
to go out on praises.
Hallelujah.
We're going to give God all the praises.
Glory to God.
All the praises.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you.